Thank you for calling Customer Care. My name is Felicia. How may I help you?
Yes, my name is Yvonne. You're fine. And I wanted to know, y'all took that money out. Y'all see $50-some came out of my account.
What's your zip code?
29180.
29180?
Yes.
First and last name, please.
Yvonne. You're fine. I-F-O-N.
Yvonne, it would be under Kenneth.
Huh?
Would it be under Kenneth?
Yvonne Kenneth, I'm fine, yeah.
Verify your address.
4529 Old Airport Road. Winsboro, South Carolina, 29180.
Thank you. One moment, please.
Why did y'all put my name under Kenneth? I mean, my name is Yvonne.
Whoever placed the order put the name under Kenneth. We don't place the orders online. The customer does.
I wonder why. It's a lot of them been doing that. They've been not putting my first name and putting my middle name.
Okay, I see where you completed a sweepstake offer for a survey on November 24th, and you paid $7.95 for the KitchenAid set.
And that was that about the mixer?
Yes, ma'am.
Was that the mixer? Well, why they tell this one price and then all of a sudden they take something else?
Well, when you placed the order, the $7.95 was the initial entry. Now, also, when you place that order and complete the survey, you're also enrolled into a membership, which is $56.95.
I don't.
Did you review the terms and condition when you placed the order?
No, I didn't. I don't remember that. That's why I want my money back. I don't want that. I didn't. They fooled me into that. That's why you have to be very.
Well, they
careful.
Was under the impression that you read over the terms, but that was explained. Because before you place your order, it asks you, have you read the terms in full, and do you authorize your card to be debited?
No, I don't want to get no membership like that.
I can cancel the membership for you, but I'm just explaining to you what you signed up for.
Yes, I want my money back. I don't want that.
And the warehouse would not be able to issue a courtesy credit to you, but as a courtesy, because I see that you did not read the terms before you authorized the payment, I can honor a 35% courtesy refund and cancel your account for you.
Yes, I want that account. I want that canceled.
I'm going to give you a confirmation number.
I thought I was getting the item. I wasn't.
No, that's why I asked if you read over the terms. You sign up for an entry into the sweepstake offer, and if selected, then they'll mail that out to you.
No, I was one that was going to mail what out to me? That thing?
The KitchenAid set, yes, ma'am.
The KitchenAid set, it costs $50. So what you're saying, if
you paid the membership is $56.95. You paid $7.95 for the entry.
Mm-hmm. So then I get the KitchenAid.
If you're selected, Ms. Ifon, you will.
If I was selected, no.
If
man,
you're
no.
selected.
Mm-mm, I thought I was getting that. I was trying to get that for my mom. I
always
really
make sure
that
before you place an online order to read over the terms. So that way you can have a full understanding of what was being signed up for.
Mm-hmm.
But let me get you your cancellation number. You have a pen and paper handy?
Yes. Hold on a minute. Hold on.
Yes, ma'am.
Get my pen. This one, I won't be ordering it off online no more. Not like that. All right.
Okay, that number is C as in Charlie. 262-909-842.
What this
is for? That's confirmed that I've canceled your account.
Okay, confirmed. Canceled my account.
Yes, ma'am.
And I get some of my money back?
Yes, you'll see that courtesy refund within 3 to 5 business days. Back to your card on file.
Okay. Thank you, because I don't
You're
appreciate
welcome.
That. All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling Customer Care. Have a good day.
Have a good holiday.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.